them more than speak. He spent more time telling them to keep quiet than telling them to speak. Only once, the demon of Gadara. Jesus asked, how many are you? But every other time, how many? Mary Magdalene, Bible says seven demons. Where was the record of their discussion? No, show me where Jesus Christ casted out demons from Mary Magdalene and both of them discussed. So I'm trying to let us know, let's not feel. For those who are doing it, bless God. But you, as you lay hands on people, your deliverance is by faith. When the fire falls on them, believe they are free. You're making this thing too stressful for yourself. Am I talking to somebody here?
The Bible says, when Haman made the decree, Haman
put the decree into writing.
Yes, sir. He didn't just stop verbally.
He said, King, take and sign. Do you know when the king reversed it? Esther came back again. Said, King, write. Yes, sir. It was writings against writings.
Right. That was why when Jesus came, when they said to Jesus, they said this woman was caught in the act of adultery. And Moses wrote that we should cast her and stone her to death. Jesus could not command anything. He didn't say anything. He first bent down, he wrote on the ground. What was he writing? He was writing something else to counter what Moses has written down. He was writing, I am the resurrection and life. He was writing, I have come that they might have life and not it might bother me. After he finished writing, he raised up his head. He that is without sin, cast the first stone. I dare you to challenge what I have written. I don't know what I've been written against you. Today we are going to write something new. Blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that were against us. They were contrary to us. He took them out of the way, nailing them to the cross. Maybe they wrote in your family that no one will live long. I write something new. You shall not die, but you shall live to declare the works of the Lord. Maybe they wrote in your family that no one can prosper. I write that. He said, by a prophet, he brought them out. And by a prophet, where they preserved. Maybe they wrote down that people are going to fall sick. I write something new. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? I prophesy by the power of the Holy Ghost. Whatever be written against you, I wipe it by fire. I wipe it by fire. I wipe it by fire. Somebody shout fire.
Look, you know, I learned something from Mordecai. It was dependence on God. Can I shock you? When Mordecai found out what was spoken and written by Haman, Mordecai never sent a message to Esther. When he was fasting and praying and crying, it was the maid of Esther that saw Mordecai crying and now ran to tell Esther. And Esther now sent one of the servants, the chamberlains. He said, go and ask him what is going on. And I like what he said. He said, tell the queen, if you keep silent at a time as this, Pastor, if you keep quiet at a time like this, when they are killing men of God like chicken, if you keep quiet at a time like this, where a pastor in the north will wake up and his church has been bombed, if you keep quiet at a time as this, when Marie's spirits are feasting and they think they have conquered the church, if you keep quiet at a time as this, this is not the time to keep quiet. I can't keep quiet at a time as this. What stopped other ministers can stop me. What made pastors run out of this country cannot make me run out of the country. I can't keep quiet at a time as this. What made others paralyzed can't make me paralyzed. I have heard stories. They say a pastor went up after he went down. I can't keep quiet because that can't happen to me. If you keep quiet at a time as this, I made up my mind. I came to this world, but I'm not leaving the world the way I came. I'm going to make an impact. I won't keep quiet at a time as this. You know what he said? He said, if you keep quiet at a time as this, both you and your father's house, it means both you and your lineage. I mean, if you keep quiet, they will come after your seed. If you cannot fight for the sake of your members, fight for the sake of your children. Can I shock you? In Esther chapter 9, Haman was dead, but in Esther chapter 9, the king brought a report to him, to Esther. He said, Haman's 10 sons have just been killed. I mean, after their father died, they recoup themselves. Haman's 10 sons. Now, study your Bible. Mordecai was lifted by the king. The king, he said to Haman, what shall be done? I like this. Look at what God showed me. King Esther organized a feast. Say, king, come. The king came. What's a feast? Fellowship with God. The king came to the fellowship. And the king said, what do you want? He said, nothing. It's not every time you fellowship with God, you should ask for something. Guess what the king said? He said, what do you want? The king said, Esther, what do you want? Esther said, nothing. Just agree you will come back again. Agree this relationship will continue. Oh God, I don't need a car. Just promise me that you will continue with me. And you are asking me what I want. I don't need a car. I don't need a vehicle. Just promise me that anytime I call you, you will come back to me. I don't need a big ministry. Just promise me that anytime I say I need you, you will be available. I don't need to go to America. I don't need to go to England. Just promise me that anytime I call on you. One day the Lord said to me, I'll give you 3 days. Ask me what you want me to make you. I thought and thought. By the third day, I said, Lord, I have not gotten an answer. By the fourth day, I got an answer. I said, help me to be like you. That's all I want. What do you want? Many of you, God gives you a blank check. Now, you write land, international ministry, millions and billions. Esther said, no. Just promise me you will come back. So when she was in fellowship, she wanted more fellowship. In the place of prayer, don't be full more of demand. Guess what? The second time, when the king came, Esther said, somebody's head will go. In the place of fellowship, there are times to kill. The first time, I didn't ask for anything, but this time, somebody's head will go. He said, what do you want? He said, king, wait. Someone has risen up against my people. King said, huh? He said, and this person has come up with a law and a letter that we should be killed. He said, who? He said, is it not this wicked Haman? The Bible says, and the king stood up. The king left. Overnight, the king began to think of what to do. While Haman was thinking of what to do to Mordecai, the king was thinking of what to do for Mordecai. Haman was thinking of what to do to Mordecai. The king was thinking of what to do to Mordecai. Don't let them be thinking. God also is thinking. I said, let them be thinking. God also is thinking. It doesn't matter what they are thinking. God said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. I don't fear what you think about me. I don't fear what you think against me. God has a thought. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. Yakashata. What can you imagine against the Lord? For it shall make an utter end. For affliction shall not rise up a second time. Who is he that saith a thing and it cometh to pass? When the Lord commanded it not, have you not heard? Have you not known that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither fainteth, for there is no searching to his understanding. He giveth power unto the faint. The young man may fall, the youth may fail, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not go weary. They shall walk and not fail. Lift your voice, shall you? Yes! Yeah! Let them be busy planning. God is a master planner. God is a strategist. It doesn't matter who is thinking. It doesn't matter. One day I finished ministering the Polytechnic, and a young lady, they do JCCF, and a girl came during counter. I don't know how she came on Sunday. She looked at me in the eyes. He said, "I just came to give you a message." He said, "You came to the Polytechnic. If you are a stranger in this place, we have a Polytechnic institution of learning in this place." He said, "You came to the Polytechnic and spoiled a lot of things. I just came to tell you that we are planning." And I said, "Okay, go back and tell your people I am also planning." I said, "I will only spare you alive so that you can give them a message. If not, you would have been dead here." And I went back. The last I saw of her, she was an usher. I saw among the ushers in the church. Because when you came with audacity and a man looks at you, he said, "He too is planning." You need the violence of a lion, but with the character of a lamb. Am I talking to somebody here? He's the lamb of the world, but at the same time, the lion. There's a time to act as a lamb. There's a time to react as a lion. Moving into your destiny like a trailer that fabric. I hit you, you die. You hit me, you scatter. With audacity. I'm not in the generation of those that believe you spare enemies. Someone said that let your enemies live. Pray for your enemies. Jesus said pray for your enemies, but he didn't give us prayer points. Am I communicating? Jesus said, "And forgive them, for they know not what they do." I taught you before, only Jesus is permitted to pray that prayer. "Forgive them, for they know not what to do." Jesus prayed that prayer because those that were killing him, they didn't know they were helping him to fulfill his assignment. He actually came to die. So he said, "Forgive them, for they think they are punishing me, but they don't know they are helping me to fulfill where I came." They don't know what they are doing. I cannot pray that prayer because I did not come to die. Am I talking to somebody right now? You touch me by mistake, I reply you by correction. To keep silent now. He said, who knows whether you have come to the throne such a time as this? Who knows that the reason you are in that place is to correct the errors? Who knows the reason why God brought you here is to return you back as the voice of the family? Who knows that the reason God brought you here is to take you back to that country as the positive principality of that land? Everybody knows that if you are posted into this town, if you don't see the king and you don't see me, you have not come. Whether it's the police, whether it's the army, if you don't see, they will tell you, "See the king, go and see Apostle Suleiman." There are people that own the town. Many times from my schedule, I'll see the sister, "You have a visit." They just move somebody from this. There's a new man, and they say, "Must see you." I say, "No, fix the time and I'll be free to see him." And when I walk in there, and when somebody look at me, they are confused. "Sir, if you know the things we hear," one of them said, "your name is bigger than your size." He said, "Because they told me, they said, you can enter, but that one, try and see him. That if you can see him." He said, "So you look different from what I hear." I said, "See me, that's why I reach."
That shall be your testimony.
Oh, I'm not exalting a man. I'm exalting what the gospel can do in a former Islamic land. One time I heard a noise in this land that they were angry that people are becoming Christians, that they should raise up one thing and fight church and start against churches. The pastors covered the news from getting to me because they said, Apostle, we know if you hear, this matter will escalate. Finally, I heard. I said, go and tell them, for one church they touch, I will be in front and lead youth to burn all the mosques in this town. I said, and nothing will happen. You think this is Kaduna? You think this is Zaria? You think this is Bauchi? Try it. You keep throwing bomb if the previous one exploded. By the time you throw a bomb and it becomes a knockout, it only makes noise without effect. Who was with me in Sokoto? Where is Sokoto, Pastor? Sonny? Was it Sokoto we had a crusade? And I said, I heard that they are bombing. Was it Sokoto? That crash with more than 30,000. Over 30,000. And I, in the midst of Boko, the heat of Boko, you are from Sokoto. And I said, I heard in this land, in this kind of gathering that is less than that, they throw bomb. Over 30,000. I said, I'm going to be here. How many days? 2 days, morning and night. Open air crusade. I said, if they burn you where? Throw bomb. The next night, I said that was not enough. I now thought, I said, last night I was begging you to bomb. I said, because I need to use somebody as experiment. There is a revelation of God that brings audacity. There's a revelation of God. I have been boasting and I'm still boasting. You can't kidnap my pastor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I will lead the police by myself to that. Let me expose what some people will tell you. There was a time some people were missing in the east where they look for some children. When soldiers caught some children in a corner in the east. You remember the story? To the glory of the Lord Jesus, it was on phone I was controlling them. Go right. Hide. Somebody's hearing you, hide. Keep quiet. Okay, stop. Put off your phone. Come in 4 hours' time. Come in back. Okay, go left. Go. Till they went to catch them where the children were. Why? I have said, ye are God, and ye are children of the Most High. The grace to manifest your God capacity. Receive it. When I was cutting my wife, one day I was coming to see her. I think God Jesus was around. When they shot me, my suits, bullet holes. My wife was crying. We're engaged. What happened to you? What happened? I said, some boys, Ebele, if you know Ebele, near Gwebe, they pulled the car over. They say, everybody lie down. So they turned to me, say, lie down. I say, if you say I should come down, I can come down. No. But to lie down, that one is hard, though. Can you see this? But AK-47, boy, lie down. I said, Gami, I can't lie down. Say what? I said, I can't lie down for you. Just went back up. Like, have you seen a movie? Like that. All else. Jesus. Look at his gun. Say, idiot. Bag market. Come on there. Focus on the other ones. They stopped the car for me that took me. I came home. And before I got here, some of the people that were in the car that witnessed it, they had come down to town to tell people. They shot him. I saw it. He didn't enter. Can I shock you? Were you the one that told me or somebody who told me? You see, somebody said, I no go enter. Why no go enter? You see the expectation of the enemy? Why will it not penetrate him? There is a blood. That speak out! Who knows why he brought you? Who knows? Who knows why I brought you? He said, who knows if you have come to the country for a time as this? What I like is when the king could not sleep, he commanded the book of Chronicles. That's what God said I should do. He said, go there and open their book of Chronicles. He said, bring me the book of Chronicles. What shall be done for the man whom the king delights to honor?
When Esther had given the command, Haman fell on his face, trying to apologize, to plead. Fell on Esther's bed. When the king came, the king said, eh? Even in my presence. What does that mean? When God is against you, nothing you do will make sense. When God is against a man, even when he's trying to help himself, he's falling into more trouble. Some of you, that is why you need to trace your step back. Because it might be that God has turned against you. All the effort you are trying to put in, more trouble. You are trying to apologize. King said, what? And guess what? As he left the king's mouth, what? In my presence, that is when one of the servants spoke. They call him Abona. Abona said, hey king, at the same spot, God strategically, if not, Haman would have gotten a lesser punishment. God, he said, please, I said, he said, Ebola. No, it's in the Bible, that's what it's called. Ebola. He said, Haman has prepared a gallop for Mordecai. The king said, hang him there. I saw something God showed me. He said, I think I shared that here before. I asked God, I said, how come after the first lifting Mordecai got, Mordecai still returned back to the gate? After they celebrated him, he still went back to the gate. God spoke to me that it is because Haman was still alive. He knew that his celebration will not be permanented so long Haman is still alive. So he knew Haman had convincing power over the king. So he said, king, you just behave emotional now. I go back to the gate. Let Haman die first. What? Now, some of you are experiencing little lifting. You get lifted, you return back to the same spot. You experience breakthrough, you go back to begging. It's because Haman has been alive. But today, there is a permanent lifting. It appears as if church is growing. After a while, it comes down again. It grows to a number, it comes down again. Rise on your feet. Haman must die. The gallows that Haman dug for Mordecai, he shall be buried therein. Lift up your right hand of fire. Say, my father, as I pray, release permanent judgment.
Release permanent judgment
on my oppressors.
On my oppressors.
Release permanent judgment.
Release permanent judgment
on my oppressors.
On my oppressors.
Open your mouth and fire prayer.
In the name of Jesus. Oh God.
Permanent judgment.
Oh,
Judgment. Let the strong man die. In Jesus' name. In Esther chapter 8, verse 7 to 9. Esther 8, 7 to 9. The king said, I have given unto Esther the house of Haman. Who you kill determines what you get. What you contaminate determines what you recover. See, it was Haman Esther could put out. I have given everything that belonged to Haman to Esther. This is a recovery prayer. We are going to pray a restoration prayer of all that we are taking from you since you got the call, since you answered the call, since you became a minister of God. All that we are taking from you, I recover. I recover. All that was taken for my destiny, all that was taken for my life, I recover.
Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Wow. You have taken so much. In Jesus' name. We have the last session. Please, if you have not been here all through the previous meetings, get the tapes. It's been heavy. Am I correct? No, the anointing has been so strong. In the next few hours, we are coming there for the last session. But I want to say this to you. What time is it? 3:34? 4. Between now and 4, you are hearing the death of the strong man.
They that stopped you before are dead! They are dead. They are dead. They are dead. They are dead. They are dead.
They are dead.
Amen.
Those that want to make you struggle in ministry. You are praying, it's like you are not praying. You have been fasting, it's like you are not fasting. That even those who are living sinful lives, you know the wrong things they are doing. And yet they are prospering. Yet you are being sincere and not prospering. Because of a strong man, a strong woman, they are dead.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, I remember the place where you brought me from. I thank you. I see you doing a new thing. Lord, I'm grateful. For the future, I see. Philip, come here. I saw something as you were standing. I saw you at the airport, and I saw you being welcomed. Not in this country, but by a white man in another country. And the Holy Spirit just told me the contact you will get is not there's no mechanical. It shall be a contact that will shock you.
Touch! I ask.
Let there be an extension of international remembrance.
Fresh. Fresh. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Use him mightily.
Amen.
Come here.
three of you. Rush. Fresh. Use them mightily.
Who is Hannah? What's your name? What's your name?
Anna Balbi.
I saw in the spirit somebody was pouring drink on something that looks like iron. It's like an idol that someone is still sacrificing to. And this power that the enemies have put down your lineage has frustrated your family, frustrated your life. I saw you in the spirit married to a man and he drove you away. I saw a man. The man is like you got to a point, it's like you were irritating him. He had to tell you to go. I saw him married now to another woman.
Yes.
I saw another woman there. You made your own mistake also.
Okay.
There were mistakes you made.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see 7 children for that man.
Yes.
But among those 7, God is going to raise up 2 voices. I heard God's power. I heard God's power.
Yes.
God's power.
My son.
I heard happy.
My daughter.
But I saw you having a child for another man.
Yes,
that's not your husband.
No.
Blessing.
Yes.
You give birth to a blessing for a man, not your husband.
Yes.
Now we're going to pray. I decree that the mistakes you made will not speak against you.
Amen.
I saw a lady with a brown skirt. Is it brown? I'm not too good with colors. Brown, white inner, black jacket. And I had Amina. Black, white, brown. I don't know. What's your name?
Amina.
Who is Moses?
My father.
Stand up. Where is your child?
At home.
You have a child, you don't have a husband?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You are called to be an evangelist, but the devil fired a boy into your life that you were dating.
Yes, sir.
And when you were dating him, you abandoned God.
Yes, sir.
And that guy, they sent you to school. Your parents were against it.
Yeah, everybody.
And you took him. You were the one taking care of him.
Yes, sir.
I saw Kaduna.
I'm from Kaduna State.
When you enter Kaduna, I saw a place like Kataf.
Zango Kataf.
Zanko.
Zango Kataf.
Kataf.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You loved him.
Yes, sir.
He loved you. You loved him. But he arrested you and he carried you. I saw court.
He took me to court.
He took you to court.
Yes, sir.
He said he wants the child.
Yes, sir.
Okay. He doesn't care about you. He wants the child. And the court gave a decision. He's a small child. Not up to 2.
Yes,
they
sir.
See when the child is 2 up, they cannot think of, but for now they should wait.
Yes, sir.
Let the child grow.
Yes, sir.
Now wait. I saw, for now, when all this thing happened, the issue of ministry stopped. That man, come. Yes, come. When all these things happen, the issue of ministry stop, the issue of working for God stop. For now, let me tell you what God says you should do. For now, let me tell you what God says. Finish HND. This is for now. Anything ministry, hold on. Get back. God was using you until this young man came from hell.
Yes, sir.
Get back. Because I was seeing something like a Kitsukuma anointing.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
They saw that by now you would have been all over the world. So they projected a boy to destroy. Because what I was seeing was like an anointing for a Ketrikuman ministry. An anointing that by now, by this place, you would have been jamming stadium. So they just came in and used the boy. Do you know that period when you were dating this boy, you don't listen to anybody?
At all.
Anybody say anything, you don't listen.
No.
Sometimes you carry part of your school money, you give him.
Yes, sir.
Because I saw in the spirit that this one, angels wept over you. What God is telling me is that angels wept over you. They wept because they were already waiting. And when they looked at what you did, with all the packages, they went back to the Father. But now God is saying there is a second chance. Ogun State. I saw Ilaro.
I went to school in Ilaro. Federal Polytechnic Ilaro. And
this is a second chance. God just whispered to me now. He said, if you miss this chance, you'll die. You miss the second chance. That any man touches you before marriage, he said, the day you do that, you die. That any man touches you before marriage, that the day you do that, he says he will take your life. Because he says it's costing him a lot to give you a second chance.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Lift your hands.
Until I reach my goal. Until I reach my goal. I will never stop my journey halfway. Hallelujah.
Until I reach my home.
Until I see my God.
Until I see my home.
Until I see my God. I will never stop my journey halfway. Hallelujah.
Until I see my,
until I wear my crown.
Until I wear my crown.
Until I wear my crown. Until I wear my crown. I will never stop my journey halfway. Hallelujah.
Until
I get the prize.
Until
I get the prize. Until I get my prize. I will never until I get. Until I see your face,
until
I see your face,
until
Hallelujah.
Until I see your face.
Until I wear my crown.
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 Oh, I will never, never stop my God. Hallelujah.
Until
I shake your hands.
Until
I shake your hands. Until I shake your hands. I will never, never stop my journey. Hallelujah. For the last time. Until I wear my crown.
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 I will never, never stop my
joy.
Hallelujah.
One day the Lord said to me, the Lord was talking to me about expensive assumption. And the Lord was telling me, he said, the mother and the father of Jesus, when they were through with the feast, yearly feast, they went back to Jerusalem thinking the baby, the boy, was with them. They set out on a journey. It is dangerous to assume you are still on the journey with him, not knowing he long left you. Sometimes the footsteps of God we hear behind us is not actually God walking towards us. It's God walking away from us. Every time I say to the Lord, please, Lord. That's why God corrects me a lot. I can tell you I want to do a project now. The next thing I tell you, I say, we are not doing that thing again. I say, Lord, help me to be flexible in your hand. Make me flexible. Assumption. Many analyses end up in paralysis. Thinking I'm with you. Say Samson, he wished not that the spirit had departed. There's something about the Holy Ghost that makes me scared. He announces his arrival, but not announce his departure. Parada, evidence of speaking in tongues. Parada. You have feel when he's leaving, you might still be speaking. You might still be speaking and it's already gone. There are many pastors, God has left them. But they are still behind the pulpit. Come here. You have confession? What is it? What is your confession? Go and cry to the Lord. Go and cry to the Lord. Go and cry to the Lord. Many, when you are now doing ministry without restriction, ministry the way you want it to be, you do what you like. God has long left many preachers. He does not announce when he goes. He announces when he comes. He never says, I'm leaving. He says, and he wist not that the spirit had departed from him. What am I doing when you are no more with me? Long life is not interesting or exciting when it's life without his presence. You pray solemnly. There are many of us who will get back to our ministries and a lot of things God will tell you to change. Some of you have to change sitting on the altar facing the crowd. God may have to tell you to change that. Whatever puts you in front and God behind. I'm speaking to somebody. Some of you might have to change. Some of you might have to put in measures that will make you more humble. Some of you might have to just change certain things in the church. The Lord spoke to me. He said, son, if I tarry to come, he said, if I tarry to come from the month of May, He said, any of your book you write, don't put your picture. That's what he told me. He said, don't put your photograph. Just put your name. That's all. He said, don't put your picture. He said, gradually, take yourself off the scene and push me. He said, let it be me, not you. He said, and that standard you follow will be the standard all those I've put under you directly would follow. Let them project me. He said, start going up. He said, son, most men who work with me, as they are going far in ministry, they push themselves more to be seen. If you don't want to end like them, check where they missed it. The more you are going with me, the more you exalt me, not you. Go up the scene. Go up the scene. Because if you don't take yourself up the scene, he will take you. And when he takes you by himself off, he takes you shamefully. I told myself, Lord, I refuse to be two things. Pastor Imasule preached it yesterday. Samson was two things. He was a mockery to the kingdom and a ridicule in the hand of the devil. Like he said, an object of comedy. Guess what they said? Samson! Hey, look at Samson. Let's make sports. So it was two things that was happening. A mockery to the kingdom. When heaven looks down and says, ah, you. Now also a ridicule, a caricature. Please, open up to the Holy Spirit. As you get back, some of you might be your chair, your pulpit chair that may change. The pulpit chair that has become like the throne of judgment. With big cross at the background. You may need to just change it and become simple. Am I communicating? Some of you may need to take off all those cross and big rings you are wearing in your hand. Take them off. You may need to take some of those things off. They are not necessary. Why did they ask, they tell Judas, who is this Jesus? He said, the one that I shall kiss. How come they didn't know him? Because he was like them, dressed like them. So Judas had to identify him with a kiss. If it's today, you don't need to identify a general overseer with a kiss. You don't. His appearance will betray him. See, the one I will kiss. In other words, he's simple. We don't know who he is. Lift your hands and say, Lord, where I need to be corrected, where I need to be instructed, I am open. Instruct me, correct me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amina, somebody just wrote a note to me that you are returning back to school. They will pay for your school fees. And that's not all. She said she'll pay for your accommodation, pay for everything. She said she wants to house and pay for your HND. So God has given you more than enough chance not to fail him. I hope someday, as we all are here, if Jesus tarries, someday we'll sit back. It might give you privilege to be on television or radio. It might be years from now. We all will sit back and remember today. And say, we witnessed where God gave this lady a second chance. We witnessed. Lord, in any area, I need a second chance. Give me a second chance.
Calvary, oh, what it means to me since Jesus died for me. I lean on Calvary. Jesus' blood. Oh, what a cleansing blood He did it all for me.
On Calvary.
Fresh anointing upon you. Jesus' mighty name. I have so many. We are out of time. I have so many. Oh, Pastor Sule Emmanuel's books are here. I want to plead with you. I want to advise you. I'm not saying this because it's my pastor or because it's my younger brother. Pastor Sule Emmanuel is more gifted in writing than talking.